The NAACP convention is in full swing this week in New York, but as the civil rights group celebrates 100 years, black bloggers are worrying that it's not well adapted for the new century. WNYC's culture reporter Siddhartha Mitter joins me now. Siddhartha, how significant is the black blogosphere in the first place?
Well, Carrie, it's expanded really by leaps and bounds in the last couple of years. Like the blogosphere in general, there's a cluster of well-regarded sites like Jack and Jill Politics, The Black Snob. There's full-fledged online black web publications that have their own stables of bloggers like TheRoot.com and TheGrio.com, as well as some pretty well-regarded individual black bloggers who've been picked up by large magazines like Ta-Nehisi Coates at the Atlantic. They all have a pretty strong following. There's a big presence on Facebook and on Twitter. And it's hard to gauge the exact reach, but it's clearly an example of independent media finding a niche and filling a niche that was empty up until now. And in fact, a whole bunch of them have banded together to do counter-programming to CNN's big Black in America series mm-hmm. that's on right now, and they're calling it The Black Retort.
The blogosphere is a very different way of raising issues and sharing concerns than the NAACP, which is an established civil rights organization model.
It is, and the bloggers are kind of concerned about that. They see organizations like the NAACP maybe not being fully in tune with the way that people communicate right now and the way that people live right now. And in fact, earlier today, I spoke with two of the prominent black bloggers. One of them is Jonathan Pitts Wiley, who does pop culture and entertainment for TheRoot.com. And the other is Cheryl Conti, and she's a big figure in the black blogosphere. She is the co-founder of Jack and Jill Politics, and which is very respected in this world. And she is, in fact, on vacation this week. She's completely ignoring the NAACP convention, and she had some pretty strong words on that. Let's listen.
I'm actually certain that I'm not missing anything. You know, the NAACP has ceased to be relevant to the lives of black people years ago. I think that, honestly, black bloggers have done an end run around groups like the NAACP and have gone directly to African Americans online to actually produce some real results.
Jonathan Pitts Wiley, you follow pop culture and entertainment buzz for TheRoot.com. You went up to take a look at the scene at the convention, right, yesterday?
I did.
What kind of a vibe did you pick up?
It was old black. It had sort of an anachronistic feel, I won't lie, on that level. But, you know, I can't speak to what went on during the convention. But just the sense was that this could have been 1996.
Historically, in addition to their political work and their legal work over the years, the NAACP hasn't kept away from arts and entertainment. One of their concerns has been portrayals of the community in arts and media, and also self-portrayal, right? I mean, their entertainment award show is called the Image Awards. Cheryl, don't they deserve some credit for their work on that front, at least?
Well, they deserve some credit for actually, you know, getting it on TV and getting plenty of corporate sponsorships, and it's publicized. I think it's a statement of the, you know, of the weakening prominence of the NAACP that it's received so little coverage in the mainstream media. So I think the Image Awards are just that. It's about image. The NAACP has become, you know, all about networking and getting ahead, and, you know, it's very social. You know, it's not activist anymore. And I think the Image Awards are another sign of that, that that's the one thing that they do that people can still see. And yet it's all about Hollywood, and it's very superficial.
Are there things that organizations like the NAACP could do in the way that they communicate with the community at large that would result in presenting an image of community life that is more accurate?
Well, absolutely. I mean, in my conversations with NAACP CEO Ben Jealous and his senior staff, I have urged them in the past to consider showcasing the work of their field organizers, you know, the people who are actually on the ground doing things. And, you know, if they want to appeal to the internet generation, which is folks 25 to 45 right now, that they, you know, really are having difficulty reaching and attracting, you know, they're going to have to take the internet more seriously than they are and actually update their blog a little more often and be reflective of the, you know, the broader experience.
I guess I have to wonder, can they bounce back, though? You know, when the situation at the Philadelphia Country Club went down,
You're talking about the issue of young black children who were denied entrance at a swim club near Philadelphia.
Yes, at the Valley Swim Club. You know, and I'm heavy on Twitter, you know, shamefully and not so shamefully. And that blew up on Twitter. And I don't know if the NAACP does or does not have something, but like, I didn't hear word one from them. And more importantly, I wasn't even looking for word one from them. And that's not good, frankly. And I'll come out and say, I think the NAACP is having the same problems that the GOP is having and will continue to have.
You know, I think that the NAACP, if they fail to embrace contemporary and modern techniques for outreach and communication and activism, they will continue to decline.
A perspective on the NAACP Centennial Convention from the Black Blogosphere. I've been speaking with Cheryl Conti from Jack and Jill Politics and Jonathan Pitts-Wiley from TheRoot.com. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
And they spoke with WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter.